You're listening to SBS News.
The importance of vaccination in young adults is being proven, with Australia now on track to eliminating cervical cancer. New research from Cancer Council New South Wales has revealed diagnosis rates could become the lowest in the world. Director of Research at Cancer Council New South Wales, Professor Karen Canfell, says it's being credited to the national rollout of the HPV vaccination and new cervical screenings for women.
We were the first country in the world to successfully implement a free, publicly available national HPV vaccination program in young girls. We've since extended this to young boys. We're one of the few countries in the world to do this. And we were the first country in the world to document the impact of the vaccines. Last year, we also had another world first when we introduced a new test for cervical screening.
The research predicts that cervical cancer will be officially classified a rare cancer by 2022, affecting fewer than 6 women in every 100,000. By 2035, it could be as low as 4 per 100,000, and by 2060, it could be almost eliminated, at a rate of 1 per 100,000. The HPV vaccine protects against the two high-risk types of human papillomavirus, the cause of 70% of cervical cancers. The vaccine's co-inventor, Professor Ian Fraser, says it's happened a lot quicker than he thought it would.
We always had the potential to do this, but we were really fortunate in Australia that our government adopted the idea of universal immunisation against papillomavirus, basically first in the world. We have found a means to control a cancer that nobody wishes to have. And it's a really good news story. It's a success story of how medical research actually makes a difference.
Professor Canwell from Cancer Council New South Wales says this will only happen if vaccinations and screenings are maintained nationwide.
We also need to remember that continued success and achieving these goals will require ongoing action. We must encourage parents to have their young girls and young boys at school vaccinated against HPV. And we must encourage all women aged 25 and older to access the cervical screening program every 5 years.
For women such as Michelle Cox, the HPV vaccination program wasn't available during her schooling. Now she's urging women to get more than one opinion and to always get checked.
Having going through being diagnosed with cancer and your life changing like that overnight is something that you can't really describe unless you've gone through it. But then also surviving that and then all the consequences that I had after that. I'd always wanted to have children and then couldn't have them because I'd had a hysterectomy. And so I had to deal with what did life look like then.
The World Health Organization recently called for action to eliminate cervical cancer. Experts say the challenge will be to get vaccine programs to developing countries, where it's believed 250,000 women die from cervical cancer every year. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.